Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today, with mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain. High temperatures reach up to 41. Winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. Lows dip down to about 23. Slight chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Tomorrow, highs level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 37.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. A former Kansas police chief pleads not guilty to battering a suspect. The Trigo County Attorney's Office filed charges against a former Oquinny police chief, Michael Romeo, last May. Romeo's jury trial is now set for June 23rd. Rock Regional Hospital in Derby closed for good Wednesday. It comes after a judge ruled the hospital's eviction process can proceed since it owes more than $15 million in back rent. And the Department of Health and Human Services unveils a new food pyramid. The new guidance says the daily protein recommendation for many people is based on body weight. At the bottom of the pyramid are whole grains. HHS suggests consuming less alcohol, sugar, and ultra-processed foods.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers and never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. Achoo-choo. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed, never ever become a minivan mom, and you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Kansas Supreme Court Justice, Eric Rawson, will formally affirm his oath of office as Chief Justice during a swearing-in ceremony Thursday afternoon at the Kansas Judicial Center in Topeka. Rawson becomes the 25th Chief Justice in Kansas history. The ceremony scheduled for 2 p.m. will take place in the Supreme Court courtroom before an invited audience and will be live streamed on the Kansas Supreme Court's YouTube channel. Rosen assumed the role after former Chief Justice Marla Luckert stepped down effective January 2nd. Under the Kansas Constitution, the Chief Justice position is held by the justice with the most continuous years of service on the court. Rosen has served as the Kansas Supreme Court since 2005, making him the most senior justice. The ceremony will highlight Kansas heritage, including a performance of Home on the Range by Topeka connected group Maria and the Mexican, reflecting Rosen's lifelong ties to the state and his appreciation for Kansas culture. Before joining the Supreme Court, Rosen spent 12 years as a district judge in Shawnee County, including 2 years as Chief Justice of the Domestic Division. Earlier in his career, he worked as a law firm partner, associate general counsel for the Kansas Securities Commissioner, and served as both an assistant district attorney and assistant public defender. Rosen holds a master's degree from University of Kansas and a law degree from Washburn University School of Law. He has also completed advanced judicial training at New York University. Throughout his career, Rosen has received numerous awards for professionalism, judicial service, and community leadership. He currently chairs the Kansas Judicial Council and serves as liaison to several judicial and legal support organizations. Rosen and his wife, Elizabeth Libby Rosen, have 4 children and 10 grandchildren. Governor Laura Kelly announced that more than $10.4 million in Federal Victims of Crime Act, or VOCA, funding will be distributed across Kansas to support services for crime victims and survivors. The funding will be awarded to 64 community-based organizations, along with local and state agencies that provide critical support to people impacted by crime. Those services include mental health counseling, legal assistance, victim advocacy, crisis intervention, and help navigating the criminal justice system. State officials say the funding is essential to ensuring these organizations can continue serving Kansans as they recover from crime and work to rebuild their lives. The VOCA grants are funded through the Federal Crime Victims Fund, which is supported by fines and penalties collected from federal criminal convictions, not taxpayer dollars. The money is administered through the Office for Victims of Crime within the U.S. Department of Justice. For the 2026 grant cycle, a total of just over $10.48 million were awarded statewide. Recipients include domestic violence shelters, sexual assault response programs, child advocacy centers, crisis centers, legal aid organizations, law enforcement agencies, prosecutors' offices, and statewide service providers. The funding also supports programs focused on children survivors of sexual violence, individuals with disabilities, and victims of impaired driving. State leaders say the grants help strengthen a coordinated network of services that ensures victims receive timely support, protection, and access to justice, regardless of where they live in Kansas. The funding is part of the state's ongoing effort to prioritize victim services and maintain a comprehensive safety net for individuals and families affected by crime across the state. In Nebraska news, Hall County Sheriff's deputies responded to a two-vehicle crash at 5:52 p.m. on Tuesday in the area of East Highway 30 and East Capitol Avenue that resulted in one death and injuries for two other people. A preliminary investigation indicates a 2020 Ford F-350 was traveling westbound on Highway 30 when the driver of a 2021 Chevy Traverse made an eastbound turn from Capitol Avenue onto Highway 30. The Chevy Traverse failed to yield to the Ford F-350 and was struck. The Ford was driven by 20-year-old Alexis Cavazos of Grand Island. He was transported to St. Francis Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. The Chevy Traverse was driven by 70-year-old Carolyn Luce of Central City. She was transported to St. Francis Medical Center, where she was later pronounced deceased. A juvenile passenger from the Chevy was also transported to St. Francis Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Seat belts were in use, and alcohol is not suspected to be a factor. Next of kin has been notified no autopsy will be required. A Hall County Sheriff's Department accident reconstructionist continues to work on this ongoing investigation. Hall County deputies were assisted by the Grand Island Police Department, the Nebraska State Patrol, Grand Island Rural Fire Department, Grand Island Fire Department, and the Hall County Attorney's Office. The second session of Nebraska's 109th legislature is officially underway, and it didn't take long after the preliminaries were complete for the process to expel one lawmaker to start moving forward. Senator Dan McEwen of Amherst has been accused of a pattern of behavior warranting the action, including an allegation he made inappropriate contact with a female legislative staffer's backside with his hand on top of her clothing. Following the conclusion of an investigation by a special personnel panel, Senator Ben Hansen of Blair said the executive board, which he chairs, is taking two steps to formally initiate the process against the Amherst lawmaker. Senator Hansen said the full investigative report will be formally released to the legislature at the conclusion of his remarks. He added that immediately after its release, the executive board would introduce a resolution, LR-282, seeking to expel Senator McEwen from the Nebraska legislature under Article 3, Section 10 of the Nebraska Constitution. An outside review found McEwen made an inappropriate remark and inappropriately touched a female staff member at a work-related event. Lawmakers say it's part of a broader pattern of unprofessional behavior. A formal hearing is set for next week. McEwen has disputed the claims. Expulsion requires a 33-vote majority in the Nebraska legislature. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline has now been in place for 3 years, and state officials say it continues to play a critical role in supporting Kansans during moments of emotional distress. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services has released a new report outlining the work of the Kansas 988 Coordinating Council in 2025, along with updated data showing how the system is performing statewide. The report was prepared for the Kansas legislature with support from the Kansas Health Institute. During 2025, 2005, the Coordinating Council met 6 times to review performance data such as call volume, response times, and the percentage of calls answered within Kansas. Those measures are used to track how effectively the system is connecting people in crisis with trained counselors. Data from the past year shows continued growth in the number of calls routed through Kansas's 988 system, with monthly totals increasing steadily throughout 2025. The in-state answer rate has also improved, meeting or exceeding the state's goal of 90% after the early part of the year. The council is also focused on strengthening coordination across the state's crisis response system. That work included discussions about improving mobile crisis response, upgrading dispatch technology, enhancing coordination between 988 and 911, and expanding outreach to ensure access to services statewide. As awareness of 988 grows, the council also examined long-term funding needs and strategies used by other states. In Kansas, 988 call centers are independently operated with additional state funding and oversight provided through KDADS and the Coordinating Council. The report includes recommendations aimed at ensuring the system can continue to grow and meet rising demand. Among those recommendations are increasing available funding for 988 operations, exploring new or supplemental revenue sources, and extending the Coordinating Council beyond mid-2026 to maintain oversight and guide future development. The 988 Lifeline launched nationwide in July 2022, replacing the longer suicide prevention hotline number with an easy-to-remember option that provides 24-hour access to trained crisis counselors by call or text. Anyone in Kansas who is experiencing a mental health or substance-related crisis or who simply needs someone to talk to can call or text 988 for immediate, confidential support. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall welcomed the release of the 2025-2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, praising the effort by President Trump and leaders at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture for what he described as a major shift in federal nutrition policy. Marshall said the updated guidelines arrived at a critical time as diet-related chronic disease continues to strain the nation's healthcare system and affect overall readiness. He said the new approach refocuses health policy on nutrition as a foundation for preventing illness rather than relying primarily on medical treatment. The updated guidelines emphasize eating real, minimally processed foods. They encourage higher intake of protein, fruits and vegetables, healthy fats, whole grains, and full-fat dairy products without added sugars, while calling for a significant reduction in highly processed foods. Supporters say the guidance offers a clearer and more practical message for families looking to make healthier choices. Marshall said the changes represent a break from past approaches and align nutrition policies more closely with disease prevention. He also noted the guidelines could benefit American farmers by highlighting whole foods as a key part of improving public health. Additional information about the updated dietary guidelines is available through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. On the menu today at Eisenhower Elementary for lunch will be scalloped chicken, corn, sweetheart pears, cucumber slices, milk, and that's it. At the junior senior high school, for lunch will be hamburger or chef's salad, cook's choice of fries, fruit, and milk. At the Northern Valley High School and elementary will be ham and scalloped potatoes, French bread, vegetable, fruit, and milk. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Henkel Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today, there is rain and snow likely, becoming all rain afternoon. Cloudy with a high near 41, breezy with a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 5 to 20 miles per hour, 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%, with little or no snow accumulation expected. Tonight, there's a chance of rain and snow before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of snow between 9 p.m. and midnight. Mostly cloudy with a high near 23, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%, with little or no snow accumulation expected. Tomorrow, a slight chance of snow afternoon, mixing with rain after 1 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 41, north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation at 20%. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Saturday's forecast is mostly sunny with a high near 44. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 49. Monday, sunny with a high near 58. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 59. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. Currently at the Norton Airport, it's overcast and 41 degrees. The humidity is at 57% with a wind speed of 6 miles per hour out of the northeast. The barometric pressure is 29.51 and the wind chill is 37 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle and Termite Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Three NFL franchises are scheduled to meet with Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy later this week. According to a report from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, Nagy is scheduled to interview for a head coach position with the Tennessee Titans, Las Vegas Raiders, and Arizona Cardinals this week. Pelissero said Nagy will interview with the Titans and Raiders on Thursday before meeting with the Cardinals on Friday. Tennessee's general manager Mike Borgonzi is conducting the hiring process for the Titans. Borgonzi was previously working in the front office for Kansas City prior to moving to the Titans 2 years ago. Nagy has spent 14 of his 18 NFL seasons working under Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. The only 4 seasons he didn't work under Reid, he spent as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. There, he was named AP NFL Coach of the Year in 2018. Nagy's contract with Kansas City expired at the end of the season, according to multiple reports, leaving the Chiefs in a search of an offensive coordinator for themselves. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
The mud, the slush, the muck. Yuck! You need footwear that protects you from whatever is underfoot. Dryshod is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at Valley Vet Supply. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dryshod boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You'll appreciate the 4-way stretch and breathable air mesh lining. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. And your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dryshod the whole family. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.